When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Happy Friday, everybody. If you're listening to this, that means that you've made it through the week and it's time to maybe kill some time on your drive to work or while you're at work. But either way, you're listening to the Beard Laws podcast and we're super excited. We had another good episode with me and the boys talking about some crazy news articles and everything else we get into. Greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. If you happen to watch the show live, we appreciate you guys too. Know what else we would appreciate? If you checked out the Beard Laws Patreon, or if you like some merchandise, they would be a great gift, whether it's Christmas, Halloween, New Year's, a birthday, or maybe a just because present. There's so many great things. And again, whatever you are gratefully enough, we'll go with that and spend and buy some of the merch of the Patreon. It goes right back into the show to continue to make this more fun, to make the quality better and make it something that you truly do enjoy. And as always, if there's feedback or you have anything, I always get around. You can email Logan at beardlaws.com. But all kidding aside, you could email Matt at beardlaws.com. But I've wasted enough of your time. You're Friday at that. So grab that cup of coffee, get ready, and enjoy this episode right about now.
And to show you.
Let's show me. Ooh.
We upgraded Angel's gaming headset, so now she's got.
But where's Angel's? Those are yours, right? See what I did
so
there?
So many jokes.
Oh. Look how cute it is.
They do look much better on you than him. Let's be honest.
All right, honey. Get you and your cleavage back over there. Good God.
Went from that happy pants to that. And Grimlock, he's excited. He said, let's, and then the F word, go. I don't know where we're going. But this is episode 143. 143 weeks straight. I don't know how many days that is, producer.
Oh, we finally figured it out. What? Did you go through the painstaking task of going through and counting all of them?
Well, this is the Beard Laws 143.
Oh, okay.
Triple T was like an afterthought. So I don't know what that is. Oh, Brandon, you got a lot of snot in that stash. You get it? Poor bastard. So
he's got COVID, man.
Yeah, COVID. I'm assuming he still has the vid, but man, I hope you feel better than you look. No offense, because you look good. I want you to feel great.
You should have saw me on Friday through Sunday. I was bedridden. I had a fever. I was in like a fever dream delirium. I couldn't sleep. Body ache, worst body aches and headache I've ever had. Heavy chest, shortness of breath, the cough, the congestion, and then the food judge has lost his fucking smell and taste.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There are some people that haven't had that come back.
I know that. I know that's
one. Every night he goes to bed and he sings, baby, come back.
It's 1 in 20.
Yeah, it's 1 in 20.
So here's the deal. Everything tastes, which, to be honest with you, on one hand, I've been trying to lose weight my entire life. I just ate a fucking a bowl of broccoli and carrots because I can't taste the shit. Why the fuck do I care what I'm eating? But well, the way that I explain it is everything tastes gray.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can really understand is when you put something sweet on your tongue, there's certain receptors on your tongue that are triggered, salty, savory, umami flavors, and vice versa, right? So you know exactly, umami. So you know exactly what, you know, what you're eating if you're eating something salty. Like, so it, the mouthfeel is very, very important versus flavor now because I can't taste. So I do. I have found that greasy hot beef hot dogs taste good because the greasiness of the dogs into the bun with no ketchup. By the way,
there it is. There
well,
it is.
I now you know what it's like to be me because I have no sense of smell. So the majority of the things that I eat, in order for me to really taste anything, I do have to season quite a bit. If I want to get more flavor than just like flavor from the steak itself or something like that. But a lot of what I eat has to do with mouthfeel.
Yep.
Don't get cottage cheese anywhere near me, man.
It was weird. I had cottage cheese the other night and it was a weird tangy feeling. Like, I want to say flavor, but I can't taste it. But it was like a tangy, it was like a tanginess. I was like, I don't know if I like this right now.
Yeah. Brian wants to know if you tried to shock your taste buds or smell back in order, something super sour or something.
Yes, I've tried hot sauce. I've tried the burning orange thing. I've tried ginger. I've tried wasabi.
Ooh,
you need a warhead.
You know, probably. I had some warhead candies here. Not the, they're like chewy warhead candies. But I can sometimes in the last few days when I'm tasting, I can taste like maybe 8 to 10%. If that makes sense. Like it's like, is that orange? You know, but you can't quite tell.
Looking like the ice cream tester guy.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to call the sugar. Trying to call like every cat in the neighborhood
in the top of the mouth.
But you know, it's awful. The first morning I woke up and I had waffles and bacon, fam. And I couldn't taste that shit. It was the worst feeling. I was like, you motherfucker.
I wonder why you were bedridden. That's called depression.
Yeah.
But you're not wrong.
I'm doing better. I quarantined for 4 days and then my pregnant wife and my daughter, who's 20 months old, got it. And so and she's not doing good.
No. But hopefully they are doing a little bit better because we did talk yesterday and said, you know, hey, obviously family is always first, especially over the podcast. And you said, yeah, hey, as long as they're doing all right, we'd be here.
Yeah.
And looks like they're doing all right. So if you hear like it sounds like a wind, Logan is in studio. He's going to look a little pale. We don't have the light on yet. We weren't sure. But put the light on.
Yeah, let's turn the light on, Logan. Come on.
While we're doing that, producer Zach, if you want to say hello to everybody, you know.
Hello. Hey, everybody. What's going on tonight?
Wow, why'd you put on a weird radio voice just for that?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I imagine Zach, after knowing that he doesn't have, like, a mic arm or anything, I just picture him looking like Bob Barker back there, like, hey, how you guys doing today?
I was mostly hesitant because I didn't know if my mic was
on. Oh, you can leave the hot mics. You can leave the mic on.
Well, now we've got that echo again.
Here we go. I think I know. Logan came
just
in.
Just for a second, though. It's gone now.
Okay, cool. Logan just popped on his mic, so
Logan looks like he's about to ready to go cut down some trees and play bottom.
Wow!
Good to see you.
Start off that way.
That's good. So right obviously, if the mic levels are a little off, just we're gonna adjust on the fly. Some people come to sound check, some people don't. we'll let the people in the. We'll let the people in there know. And the reason we're going headphone too is because Logan and myself, we do some other recordings and some stuff. And we were talking earlier, next thing you know, Logan's just kicking back, talking like this. So we put headphones on him so he'll realize when he can't hear himself, oh shit, I better get closer to the mic. So we're learning. It's a good thing. But while we're doing this, all you amazing people that are in here with the green chat, as promised, I'm pretty sure when you joined it, shout out to you guys. So you're going to get scrolled on the bottom for a little bit. We did show producer Zach how to edit these. So if we have some funny moments or anything, or he looks up some stats, he's going to throw them on the bottom. But shout out to all those amazing people and, in Grimlock. We appreciate it. He got guilted into it last week. And we're going to be throwing out some of these clips last week because there was some that were just so funny last week when poor Richie got called a celebrity that he looked like. We're not going to spoil it, but go ahead and watch it if you want. It would make more sense. But shout out to Nita, Auto Metal Queen, Zach Sweeney, Toby's Army, Bomber, 521, Kush Kelly, CT Anderson, Grimlock. And if anybody else wants a shout out, just press the join button. That's enough of all that good stuff. So, fellas, how's the week been? Everything's good?
Been a great week. I too have realized the importance of headphones since I started editing those gaming videos. I didn't realize because I can hear the game through the speaker, and you know I try to level the voice in the game the same. But when you put on headphones, you hear so much more of like the ambient sounds, like the lower and the like bassier sounds. You get to hear like all of that. What you think is like, I'm like, man, I know what this game sounds like because I played it with the headphones on, but I can't hear it in the speaker. So I must be doing something wrong with my volume. And then I throw the headphones on to start editing. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yep.
So that's why So at the beginning of all of my videos now, it starts off with a best experience of using headphones little thing at the very beginning.
So you're not just a beautiful face. You're smart, too.
That's right. That's right.
So this episode, we're going to talk about a couple of stories, and I know that Nita did send some good ones too. We're going to try to get to them, but I think the first couple of ones are going to take up some time, and I do want to save some time for the picker wheel. So if anybody does want to add anything to the picker wheel, just submit your questions for the picker wheel. As it says down there, producer Zach is going to get them added, and it'll probably be me. But either way, we'll get them added. And
I'll add one. I'll just type it in the chat.
Okay, cool. And so we're going to do that. And last week, we spun on the picker wheel, favorite candy that was discontinued. So in case anybody wasn't here or you guys didn't remember, now you have a little bit of some heads up to think about some of your favorite candy that was discontinued. And we'll jump in right into our first news article because it's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. The headline, I'm gonna try to let you guys guess without it giving too much away. But a man gets married. And as we know, things get weird in the UK. This is, again, from themirror.co.uk. So the man could get married to pretty much anything. So, Logan, I'm gonna let you guess first. There's my little hand. What do you think this man married?
I think I saw something on the bottom ticker already about...
Oh.
So I should... Do you want me to still say it? Like, is... You want me to say it or no?
If you read it, no, then you'll know. You'll know the right answer. All right, pass. Brandon.
Pass. He married his favorite car.
Okay. I think we did have that. We had that one once. Mm-hmm. But that's a good guess because it could happen. Maybe he was a trendsetter. All right, Toby.
I'm gonna say he married a sex doll.
Ooh. Okay. All right, Zach, producer Zach, do you have any guesses?
You're doing great, Zach.
Low-hanging fruit. So let's say boat.
Boat? Okay.
Man marries his boat.
Okay.
I don't think there's any low-hanging fruit over water.
Ooh. All right. Man marries an actual person. Married an actual person.
That's
you're going,
good.
You're going, that's
a surprise.
That's yeah, a there's got to be something more to it. There's a catch.
There is quite a catch. Man who is 51 years old, married somebody who was 24 years old. Okay. Not a huge thing, I guess, right? But it was his son's ex-girlfriend that he met when she was 11.
Oh.
Obviously, there was no funny business going on when she was that age, you know what I mean, underage or anything like that.
Allegedly.
Did we say the son's ex-girlfriend when his son was 11?
He originally met this girl, you know, as the boyfriend or the whatever. I haven't got through the whole thing, but I'm going to throw a picture. All right. And I know the article is from co.uk, but I want you guys to potentially guess where they're from, because it's interesting. I'm going to show you the picture quickly, and then we're just don't read because it's okay.
I'll just look at the photo. That's 80D stuff anyway.
Oh, get out of here.
Where are they from?
Where do you think they're from?
Is this America or is this overseas?
Overseas.
The article is overseas, but they're from America.
Really?
They're from America.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll say West Virginia.
Just the way you said that. Texas.
Survey says.
I'm saying Texas.
All right, we got a Texas. We got a West Virginia. Toby?
I mean, are we guessing where they're from?
Yes.
Alabama.
That's a good one. Producer Zach, do you have a guess?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
That dude looks like half the guys you see in Walmart every day.
Right? Yeah. I guarantee
you. The wife said North Dakota.
Okay. Okay. They're from Ohio.
I was
blame hashtag blame Ohio.
It is for lovers.
Yep. What has two O's and a high in the middle? Ohio. So a woman who met her husband while dating his son as a teenager has shared an insight into the relationship. Sydney Dean, 27, from Ohio, is married to truck driver Paul, who is 51. The couple sharing a 24-year age gap. She first met him when she was in the sixth grade, age 11, while she was visiting her boyfriend, Paul's son. The teenage pair remained friends after splitting up, but never anticipated that the relationship would one day have a very different dynamic. Sydney said that she found herself as a third wheel after her ex-boyfriend got a new girlfriend, would often chat to dad Paul instead. That makes it weird right there.
Dude's a creep.
I mean, is he? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, let's go back to the picture. I mean, I have to kind of say he's doing all right.
Here's what I think. I think it's dumb. Mm-hmm. I think it's gross. Mm-hmm. But as long as old boy didn't break any laws and do anything naughty, two consenting adults can do what the fuck they want. I don't give a shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that said, it's grody. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly didn't.
Ooh, allegedly.
No, I'm going to go back with Paul's a fucking creep. Let's go with the next line in the article. Should have kept reading. The pair started dating when Sydney turned 16.
Nope.
There you go.
Nope. All right. See.
Yep. I mean, so I am dead set against this, and I don't want to say this, but the legal consent age in Ohio is 16.
Yeah,
so if they officially started dating at 16, let's be honest. We all know how the story goes. It was probably chatting to dad Paul beforehand. But, yep, I'm back on the creep. I tried to give poor truck driver Paul the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not new there. But apparently her mom already knew who Paul was, and from the few times they talked, they got along just fine.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's just lovely. He's great with children.
Yeah, he takes after it just like it's his own daughter.
That's so fucked up.
Oh, this he aged terribly. He didn't age well.
Wow.
Right? Oof. Yeah. All right. I don't really want to talk about this anymore. But yeah, that's Paul. That's Sydney, and they're in love. They're married. Big age group. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. So
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Matt, I'm actually getting a call from our lawyers right now, so if you could move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on. All right. Jay said it right. It just gets weirder and weirder. Yeah, go ahead and vomit. That's okay. You will get out of work for doing that. But yeah, shout out to all the people in Ohio. Knew some things were weird. There's something in Ohio that just they're great beard growers too. But now I know why. Now I know why. All right. So let's transition to a different one. And it's got some food in it. So I know it'll kind of hit home for us here. But there was a Guinness World Record that involved spaghetti. And I'm not going to make you guys guess because this one's going to be pretty interesting. It'd be a really hard one for you guys to guess. But it was 433 couples share spaghetti strands to break the world record.
Lady and the Tramp style?
Yes. 433 pairs of people. They each ate a single strand of spaghetti at the same time.
What the fuck?
Right?
People set out to just try to set the dumbest records. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just stupid.
It's, I mean,
but you don't have like, anything.
We have the record. Who else has bothered to try?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly how many before, but there must have been one. But yeah, this is a housing association in Belgium broke a Guinness World Record by gathering 433 pairs. Zach, how many people is that? I mean, you can't do it. It's 400 plus 400. That's 800. And then it's 33 plus times 2 is
866.
Okay. He's super good at math. He was going for the calculator and he got nervous because we went out. You guys were remembering. He was like, oh, I got this stupid Chromebook. I can't do my job over here. Well, I went out and bought a brand new laptop for producer Zach and he didn't know where the calculator was. But thanks. Grim got it. So you should.
Was it a benefit? Like, tell me everyone had to give like $10 to be part of this, and then they donated it all to some charity or something.
All right, let's go here. So it was in Belgium.
That's like Kiss for Kids. Does anybody remember that? Everybody had to kiss the car, raise money for kids.
Paul knows about.
I was going to say, I think Paul created that.
Yeah, Paul. Well, we're not really going there. Yeah, lawyer says can't talk about it. Upgrade Estate gathered the couples at Flanders Expo in some place. GEH and whatever, each bear shared a strand of spaghetti and ate their way to the middle until their lips met in an Italian kiss, a tradition popularized by Disney cartoon Lady and the Tramp. Guinness rules require that the strand of spaghetti to not break between the participants with their lips touched, and the strand of spaghetti had to be consumed within 30 seconds. So this broke it. 433 pairs. The previous record was 125 pairs, which was...
Wait, somebody had tried it before?
125 in Paris. Yeah, I don't know why I said it like that. Just felt right.
Pretty good.
No other details. No other details in there about.
Well, let's be honest. What other details would anybody care about?
I didn't care about any of them, but the headline was like, and then I thought we'd talk about spaghetti or some weird stories about the time, like maybe somebody used spaghetti as a pickup line and was like, hey, you want to share this strand of spaghetti? Let me call 432 other couples. We'll set a fucking Guinness record tonight, babe.
I did
discover something disgusting to do with spaghetti today. Not spaghetti, but spaghetti noodles. There are people out there that prefer macaroni and cheese be made with spaghetti noodles for the noodles.
Yeah. Oh, did you see?
I've heard of that.
Brandon's like,
I'm one of those people. Listen, don't you fucking dare.
I saw Brandon's look. I saw Logan's like head nod, but I couldn't tell if it was an approval head nod or I think it was disapproval.
Disapproval.
It's the don't you fucking dare for me. That's the.
I remember being a kid, and part of this is the opposite of nostalgia. My father used to buy those cans or those bottles of Ragu, the white sauce, and he would just throw them in some fucking, you know, angel hair pasta or some spaghetti, and call it a night. Look, if you want to make some Alfredo with some chicken or shrimp or whatever. Chef's kiss. You just want to throw it on some noodles and be like, dinner's done, son. Go fuck yourself, okay? And maybe that's some daddy issue stuff there, but I'm gonna tell you this right now, don't do it. You want mac and cheese we're talking about anyway, not even Alfredo. Mac and cheese. Like just
mac and cheese.
Like, yeah, making a roux. You don't eat spaghetti and cheese. Not like that.
Making a roux with cheese and throwing in spaghetti noodles. It just don't make no damn sense, fam.
So
wow, this is okay. You know how we sometimes trigger Toby? This is a trigger Brandon episode.
I mean, I get triggered as far with things that go as far as mac and cheese as well, and that was definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. But I don't trust shells and cheese lovers.
I think shells and cheese are very overrated.
I had shells and cheese right before
I. I don't trust you. It's mac and cheese. And the reason why it's called mac and cheese is because it specifically uses macaroni noodles, not shells, not shell pasta.
I think shell
pasta. I don't trust you if you prefer shells and cheese. Now, Angel does make this amazing dish, by the way. And Brandon, I just want you to just be listen to me the whole way through, okay? Before you start losing it. Angel takes spaghetti noodles, Velveeta cheese, Rotella, and there was something else, and chicken, and she makes a dish out of that. We call it chicken. We call it chicken crack and noodles, and I'm not gonna lie, it's amazing.
I would try it.
But there's more to it than just the cheese and the noodles.
There's something so American about taking cuisines and food and other cultures' tastes and throwing it into one pot. And completely, I've got COVID brain right now, goulashing the hell out of it. And I think that's a good example of just that, where it would probably taste pretty good. And I think there's a lot of chefs on TikTok who are like, let's see what I throw in my crock pot tonight. Oh, it's a block of cream cheese. And that's always the same fucking thing in the recipe.
Yeah. So I want you to guys, I want Brandon and people to think about what we had for dinner tonight. All right. So a little bit of this like quick meal. And I don't think you, maybe you'll prove, maybe you won't, but either way you put a layer of sauce down and spaghetti then you put cheese. Yep. Spaghetti sauce. Yep. That's that would help. Spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
And you put cheese raviolis.
Okay.
Some more cheese, some sauce.
I'm listening.
Ravioli, and then you layer it up, and it is like a quick hit lasagna.
Sounds delicious.
Obviously, you could do the raviolis with the meat. We just had the cheese ones in house. And then you can obviously still put, you know, ricotta cheese or anything you want. We just kind of went with just a quick hit, layer this cheese, mozzarella, some mozzarella, and then just kind of layered it up, finished it with some cheese, cut it in some, I'm telling you, it's good. And you can cut it around the ravioli, so it's almost like a perfect square each time.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. I'd definitely smash. Here, I got a question for you, though. I know Toby's a special mac and cheese guy. Are you a mac and cheese has to be alone kind of guy, or are you a, hey, go ahead and throw that chopped up old steak in there, the hot dogs, a can of chili, not at the same time, different, you know.
I don't mind having stuff added to my mac and cheese. As a matter of fact, my favorite mac and cheese is the stuff that Angel makes. So she makes this like three cheese mac and cheese with, she uses Ritz crackers as panko bread crumbs over the top.
Good stuff.
But she also adds in bacon and jalapeno peppers.
Oh yeah.
And we bake it. That's my favorite. So I don't mind adding stuff to my mac and cheese as long as it's not too wild.
Or shells.
Or ketchup.
Or fucking shells.
Ooh. Logan, do you want to tell people what you had for dinner tonight? Because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was definitely Velveeta shells and cheese.
God damn.
But I don't prefer that.
You're a traitor to the craft world.
That's what my mother-in-law made. I went over to their place, right? Yesterday or the day before, I had this, it's Cabot shells and cheese. They use like extra sharp cheese. You add some milk, half a stick of butter, extra sharp cheese in there. I added a touch of Parmesan, did that up, a lot of pepper. That was pretty decent.
Okay. No ketchup?
No ketchup.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've had seafood mac and cheese. I've had buffalo chicken mac and cheese. There's a restaurant not too far from here where if any of you guys ever come visit, and we go out to eat, I want to take you guys to this place. It's called My Way. And they make...
That would be your favorite. It's going to be My Way.
But nobody gave me a warning. Like, the first time I went there with a buddy who, like, insisted that we go. He's like, dude, you're going to love it. Like, they have they got, like, eight different types of mac and cheese. I'm looking at them. I'm like, seafood mac and cheese sounds interesting. And mm-hmm. it was amazing. But he didn't warn me the size. So they bring it in this giant boat bowl, and it's like this big and like that deep, and I'm like, dude, I also got a dozen wings and like a burger. Like, I took like five bites. I was like, oh, ooh. All right, this is going in a to-go bag. Like, I'm rolling out with this.
Sounds great, and I'm looking forward to it. But I will say this: when you started saying it was called My Way, it sounded like, you know, it's a place you go, and with the host, when they arrive, they get to order the food for all their guests. You got to eat it my way, boy. You're getting chicken nuggies and mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little confused as to how or why they came up with the name that they did for the place, but it's a really, their food is amazing.
I like the idea of Taco Mac throwing in, you know, just taco seasoned beef and some mac and cheese. It mm-hmm. obviously, so the thing is
you either chili mac.
You either have to add more cheese to the system or it's going to just become cheesed mac and cheese. It's going to be more seasoned with whatever you throw into it. But that said, I love souping up mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yep. It's a classic. It's a staple. I mean, how could you not? I mean,
when was the last time you guys ate Hamburger Helper?
No.
Remember that?
Eight. I think I was.
Well, of course,
seven and a half or eight. Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff was.
I think Hamburger Helper was like a staple for all of us growing up at some point in time.
Yeah, we were little kids though.
I don't remember eating it as a child, so I tried it as like not quite an adult. I don't think 20s you're an adult quite yet, and I tried it.
You definitely missed
it. You certainly weren't.
No. I still barely am, and I'm 30s. And I have to admit, it was a one and done for me. I haven't had it since.
It's not great.
It wasn't terrible, but it was, you know, it just didn't really go well with my Miller lattes, I guess. I'll go with that. Tim had it last week. No judgment. Oh, here we go. Hamburger Helper tonight.
There you go.
A lot of fans.
It's still kicking.
Okay, listen, I love Jace, the producer. Does great work for me, my channel, and everything. Do not listen to what this guy eats. Literally eats cans of ravioli, fucking Hot Pockets, Hamburger Helper. He's like a seven-year-old kid.
He's awesome.
He's like meanwhile, he got Logan up there going, what's the problem?
What's wrong with Hot Pockets?
Basic How can ass you say Hot boy. Pockets without going, Hot Pockets?
It's hard to.
You have to say it like that. Can you
pockets
can you...
cans of ravioli? Chef Boyardee ravioli or lasagna is fantastic. The meat ravioli. It's basically like you're eating like wet cat food that didn't sell. So they put it in like a fucking little pasta thing, threw some SpaghettiOs soup from the bottom of the vat, and we're like, here you go. It's really good.
How often do you eat expired cat food?
Well, I'm just guessing. Have you ever ripped open one of those raviolis? It's not pleasant. That's why you cover it with cheese and sauce and don't look when you're eating.
Bro, my kid, Joseph, used to eat Hot Pockets in the weirdest way. He would, first of all, he never used the sleeve.
No, you don't use the sleeve.
Yeah.
Well, I used to.
No, never.
I used the sleeve. Yeah, I used the sleeve.
I did.
And I don't mean to eat. I mean to cook it. He doesn't use the crisping sleeve. And then when he pulls it out, he pulls it apart by the halves and eats it that way.
Huh. See, I would always go in, put from the sleeve, and they know how they had that little hole in the top of it. I would vent it there. I'd take like a little knife or a fork. Psh, that'd be my vent. And then when I stopped seeing the seam, then I'd take it from the sleeve, and it'd be perfectly crispy. I mean, no.
Sleeve's a waste of time.
Listen, all these foods we're talking about, first of all, the Hot Pocket idea, splitting in half, you don't have to worry about burning your mouth anymore. It's going to vent itself.
Yeah.
All these foods we're talking about, ravioli, SpaghettiOs, hamburger helper, we grew up on them. They were great as kids. But then we became adults, and our palates should change with that. If y'all are still eating SpaghettiOs out of choice, not because y'all make, not enough money and you're trying to live and save money, there's a big difference here. You guys are out here choosing to get SpaghettiOs instead of making a homemade dinner that's good for you, that's just as cheap and can last longer than a can of SpaghettiOs.
I think the only thing that I still eat out of probably nostalgia as far as like what I used to eat as like a kid, besides the occasional hot dog with ketchup, is boxed Kraft mac and cheese. But I do also add more stuff to it than just how they ask you to make it. Like I usually add a little bit more butter, maybe some sour cream, throw a little bit extra cheeses in there to give it a little bit more.
Right. Extra cheese, extra milk, extra butter.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure we go through a box of Kraft mac and cheese almost daily here for lunches for the kids. I mean, and sometimes I get leftovers and I feel happy inside that I still get to.
You know what I love doing? I love doing what I like to call the leftover Friday or Saturday mornings. I do omelets, McDermott, and it's just whatever we have left over in the fridge that we had from the week before, whether it's onions we didn't eat or whatever the leftovers. Now, if it's hamburger help, I'm not throwing that in an omelet, but stuff like that we had, steak and things like that.
Yeah, Logan loves steak for breakfast.
Love steak for breakfast.
Cold chicken wings.
It's the best. Cold chicken wings, steak. You know what I don't like? Omelets. I hate omelets. I love eggs. I could eat eggs every day. I can't eat an egg with something in it.
You'll eat eggs with ketchup, though, won't you?
Yep.
Fucking
cheese. As much cheese as I eat, I cannot eat a cheese omelet without having to, gag it down. It's I don't know what it is. It's disgusting. Whatever.
It's a good thing your lifestyle allows you to be able to gag everything.
I knew you were going to do that.
If I'm doing eggs, I'm usually just doing straight-up scrambled eggs.
Straight up scrambled or over easy with toast, bacon if you got it.
If I'm in a quick
regular typical breakfast.
If I'm in a quick ready meal, quick meal, I want to cook for 5 minutes or less. I'm gonna fry an egg on the stove and throw that bitch on a couple pieces of white bread.
Slice of American cheese. Why is it gotta be a bitch?
You know what blows the mind of a lot of people not from America is how America has white shelled eggs.
Yeah, it
blows their mind. How many have never seen an egg that's white?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chef Brian Duffy, that was on the Food Network and used to be a friend of the show. He's been on the show. He recently was reacting to a cooking thing and it was the white eggs. And he was like, what? What are you doing? And he just lost his mind in the video. Like, no, why are you using these? You know how old these are? Like just kind of going off because go get the farm fresh eggs,
Amen, Anne and Cheryl.
There we go. I believe Anne, I'm assuming, is a first-time listener or viewer from Houston. I saw the hello earlier, so I didn't get a chance. But thank you. If you're a first-time listener, we appreciate it. Or watcher, I guess, because you're watching this. If anybody else is here for the first time, let us know, and we'll thank you.
And we've talked about it before. Ketchup just overwhelms food.
Ketchup in my house growing up meant the food was bad. Sorry, Mom.
I mean,
I've never understood the meatloaf with the ketchup glazing. Like, I've never
use mustard or whatever. I mean, I understand that too. I get it. Sometimes I'll use barbecue sauce or mustard or hot sauce, but ketchup is weird because it gets it really gelatiny and it's just gelatinous ketchup.
It's too much. It's too sugary.
Yeah. Producer Zach, how do you spell gelatiny?
Gelatinous, I guess would be the right. Gelatinous.
Do you hear the word? I can hear it. All right. So while he's looking that up, all right, obviously, guys, check it out. We want to thank Toby's Army ticker going down there. We did that. So obviously, guys, you've got the details there. Check it out. We appreciate all of you amazing Toby's Army. And I'd like to say we're Toby's Army. I got a couple hats I was going to put on, but I'm rocking the bald look. It took me about 4 minutes to shave my head, so I want to show that off. Let's do some picker wheel talk, all right? We've been talking food. Let's talk about discontinued candies, all right? And, you know, I'm self-admittingly not a huge candy guy, so I'm not going to go first, all right? Mm-hmm. So apparently there's some candies that are discontinued, and Brandon, I have a feeling that you're going to kick it off.
Let's do it, my dude. All right, there's several. So I'm not a huge sweet fruity candy kind of guy. But do you guys remember the old holes, the Lifesaver holes,
man?
Yes. Those are really good. Those aren't the ones I would choose, but if I was going fruity, I would go that.
Okay.
But never go fruity.
Little known fact, there's a place near us called Governor, New York. Pretty much one of the running jokes is about how inbred they are. I'm not saying that. That's just a North Country thing. But they were credited for, I believe, inventing the plasticky, what material is it? The inside to preserve them better. Oh. In the Lifesavers, you know, the silica
packets.
Yeah, I believe that's what they were known for. And if you drive through there's a huge Lifesaver display in the town. Everybody thinks that's where the Lifesaver was invented, but it was not invented there. But I'm pretty sure it was there. And producer Zach is going to look it up to confirm that while we're continuing to talk about that. I think that's what it is. You're a salesman in the area.
I'm sending a picture of what my choice is, Matt.
What's
so
that?
I'm sending a picture in private chat of what my choice would be. It's either going to be Butterfinger BBs. Everybody remembers those. Or these bad boys. These were the mixture between Pringles and chocolate.
What were they called? Yeah, the Swoops.
Hershey Swoops.
Isn't that ironic, though, because now they sell Reese's with potato chips in them?
Yeah.
Isn't that – that's funny. Everything circles back, but right there. I self-admittingly never had one of those, and I'm a little
– It's very good.
Yeah.
It's just what you think it'd be, a little thin piece of chocolate.
Is there a chip in the middle, or it's just chocolate?
I'm pretty sure it's just chocolate.
Yeah, it was just a chocolate. All it was like a Pringle-shaped thing of milk chocolate.
Gotcha. Okay, not as excited. I thought there was a potato chip in there. You got an update? Producer Zach has an update.
We have an update. So the giant peppermint Lifesaver was one of six donated to various small towns around the United States. The one in Governor is in honor of E.J. Noble, creator of the candy, who is a Governor resident for a large part of his life.
Hmm. Fair enough. There we go.
Boom.
I could have swore it
every day. Huh.
There we go. All right. So you guys, Brandon, if you have more discontinued candies or anybody else, I do have a list up, but I'm going to let you guys kind of
take away from
mine. I've got mine. It's more nostalgia based, but to be honest with you, I did enjoy I enjoyed the taste of these things. Originally I was going to say Lick-A-Made, which is now Fun Dip and still exists.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, so I can't use that because it's not discontinued. But candy cigarettes.
Yep.
Oh. I'm sorry, man. I was a huge fan of candy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Just hardened confectionery sugar.
Yes. God, it's so good.
It's so good.
I'm going to give another update on the Lifesaver thing because I'm teaching our producer some things right here. So just for a little fact check, EJ Noble, it appears... who was in there? It appears that he bought it because the Lifesaver was invented in where did it say? It said somewhere else,
Port Chester, New York.
Yes, Port Chester, New York. But 1912, the manufacturer Clarence Crane from Cleveland, Ohio. Too much Ohio talk. Invented Lifesavers as a summer candy that could withstand heat better than chocolate. Crane was buying bottles, blah, 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 from a drugstore. And EJ Noble at the time was working for an advertising agency in the city, approached a candy maker and wanted to promote with the perforated peppermint candy. Are those super spicy?
No, I'll let you finish and I'll talk
okay.
about
it. He bought the entire company for $2,900 at the time in whatever, say 1913 or so. But then the original cardboard rolls let the candy get too soggy. So Mr. Noble had an idea to use tinfoil wrappers to keep the mints fresh. So that's what he was known for the foil. All
right.
So he owned it. Didn't invent it, but he was known for the foil. All right, let's go chicken wings.
What we have here,
that $2,900 today would only be worth $85,622.06.
Holy hell.
Wow.
So what we have here is brown sugar and maple bourbon wings.
You gonna show us how you eat the not the drummy, but the flat?
The flat? I'm not the guy that like pushes all the meat down and then does that. Like I take a bite, rip it apart, suck that bone, and finish the other one.
I don't do this thing either. I usually rip the bone, take the small bone out, and then you got a drummy right there.
Yeah, but I don't like drummies. I'm a flats guy.
Me too.
Don't be a dummy. Just eat the drummy. All right. So discontinued candies. Logan, you got any?
I don't really. Okay. I knew they still made the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But that would be the one that I guess I'm glad they're not all over the place so our kids can pretend they're buying.
It's illegal to sell them here in North Carolina.
Is it really?
Coincidental. Very coincidental.
What about the bubble gum that was like the chew?
Bazooka. Oh, they still have Big League Chew, yeah.
Big League Chew, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that stuff's fantastic.
It is fantastic. So you're all for apparently the chewing, but the smoking is just bad, bad, bad.
Why you gotta be like that?
I'm just curious. I'm asking. I don't know how your brain thinks.
For whatever reason, the grape Big League Chew was what was up. That was
yes, grape. Yeah. Yep. So for anybody that wants to know, we did say Bazooka bubblegum. If you ever would like to have a shot that tastes just like it, you do Bacardi Limon in a Red Bull as an energy drink. It tastes just like Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
Only the flavor will last longer.
I know.
My big thing was the Bazooka Joe comics. Like I hated the gum, but the comics.
Gum had a sour taste. It was weird. The baseball, like when you bought Topps baseball
comics, yes,
that stale stick of gum that would kind of crunch like you're eating concrete.
How many cases, if it was all put together, do you think that your dad still has that gum stored away in a collection?
Oh,
roughly. Because he's probably got every single card and every
probably around 250,
about 250 pieces of that gum still, and I bet
probably 250 cases,
and it probably still tastes the same.
I should open.
You should not touch them.
No, we should chew them right here.
Was it that good?
On this show, I'll go get some packs with gum in them from 1988.
I think I've got about 20 packs of unopened 1991. Topps football cards that have the gum in them.
We should do that. We should eat the gum on one of these shows here.
I don't want Chuck to come over here and go Chuck Norris style.
Honestly. He's not gonna.
Okay, well, Chuck, if you're watching, it was Logan's idea. I'm in.
There's a gas station down the road from me that one sells the best fried chicken that I've ever had in my entire life.
Ooh-wee.
Not even joking. Two. They have all of these, like they sell like the full sets. Either they sell both the individual packs and full sets of like 1990, 1991, like Topps and Donruss and Fleer football and baseball cards, like all the way from like 1985 all the way through like mid 90s for like $15.
Really?
So I got the 1991 Fleer football card set, and in there are rookie cards for people such as Emmett Smith that are worth $600.
Wow.
And I have it unopened, but having it the odd thing is that Emmett Smith card is worth like $600.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to never open that pack, that entire set, it's like not even a tenth of the value of just that one card.
Wow. Yeah. And Emmett Smith, he drinks a lot of tequila. He owns a tequila company. Emmett Smith, if you would like to, want us to put you on the ticker, let us know, my dude. All right. Eatthis.com. All right. They came out with a top 14 discontinued candies that taste like your childhood. So you guys ready for it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure we all have.
Are they just candies? Because I went to go like try to spring my mind. And a lot of the things I was finding was like first of all, let me tell you, one of the things I saw immediately brought me back, and that was the High C Ecto Cooler.
Oh fuck!
Oh yes.
Look at everybody's like, whoa, yeah. But it was a lot of like drinks and cereals, and it was very few candies. So I was like, shit. It took a lot for me to kind of look.
Here's my question: was that shit actually really good? I had it too, but it's just it was three or four.
They brought it back recently. Whenever they did one of the Ghostbuster movies, they brought it back for a limited time. Mm-hmm. And I did not get my hands on it. I'm a little sad about it.
It really was good.
I thought it was pretty good. Top 14 candies. I don't know the order, but again, it just says, you know, there's a variety anywhere from candies to chocolate bars. So we'll bring it up again. This is eatthis.com. The number one that they had was Altoid Sours. I don't remember this one.
I remember those. Those were good.
Sours fan. Humongous.
You're a big fan of them?
Big fan.
I'm gonna admit, I used to take Altoid cans and just put my marijuana in it. That's what I would use to store it.
As most people
put your weed in there.
Yep.
But it just became legal, Matt.
Yes. I just did it a couple of months ago. Right. Year ago.
Right. Thank you.
Whenever it became legal. Anyways, Altoid Sours. You can still pop an Altoid for fresh mini breath, but once upon a time, they had a sour candy too that was a tangerine flavor. Not my cup of tea, but hey. If you guys want to sign up to their newsletter, you can put it right in there. I am not going to. There's your swoops.
There's your swoops,
Brandon. Swoop, baby. Starburst hard candies.
I remember those vaguely. They weren't around very long.
Here's my deal with hard candy. It's not 1897 anymore, babe. You know what I mean? We have jumped forward to gelatinous, to the chews. We've jumped forward to, like, I got 7 minutes to eat this, and if it's any more than that, I don't got time for it.
I'm sorry, bro. This is the one thing I have to disagree with, because I'll tell you what, I'll still eat a Werther's Original any day.
You mean you'll suck on it?
Yeah. Yeah. maybe I will chew it.
Which one of us is babe? You clearly called babe, and I'm just wondering.
I did not.
Producer Zach, did he call one of us babe?
Yes.
And if you're wondering the delay, Producer Zach actually has to go like this on his microphone, because we don't have an arm for him yet. So again, Producer Zach is, it's not hazing, all right? Because that is illegal. That is terrible shit. But if you're the new guy, we don't know how long you're going to be a part of the show. You know, these fellows that have been here a while. So Producer Zach has a chair that is older probably than anybody in the studio, all right? And he has a new laptop, because I felt a little bit bad and I wanted an excuse to buy one, that's on top of a printer. And then he has a mic that is on a box that is on a box that is on a third box. And the mic stand is wrapped around a cowboy boot shaped koozie. And you cannot make that shit up.
It looks really good, though.
The koozie
looks great.
Impossible looks great.
Why did you take the koozie off? It doesn't have to be on.
Because my mic is hot. Nobody wants to hear that.
Okay.
This isn't an ASMR channel.
Fair enough. Number four. These were mentioned, the Butterfinger BBs. I mean, you got Bart Simpson on it. I didn't know Milhouse could rock a skateboard. I think that's false advertising.
Good at a still frame.
Fair enough. The Reggie bar.
I don't remember the Reggie
bar. After Reggie Jackson, mm-hmm. He had his own candy bar for a little bit.
I don't remember that.
But was it only good in October?
That's pretty good.
I like that. That's good. The Nestle Wonder Ball.
Anybody that thought that wasn't going to be a mistake to have
put out Wonder Balls,
something like that, or
I made a banana
choking hazard. Just ask Kinder Egg; they'll tell you.
You know what's funny is I bought a Kinder Egg, and here's the toy that came with the fucking thing. Like, and that's like it. Six pieces.
Oh,
dude, that thing's cool. Is that a battle bot?
Yeah, dude, it is. Like when you.
Bro, I love BattleBots, man. You know what? I could talk a whole episode about BattleBots. We're not going to get into that.
Anyway.
Next video.
We're going to put it on the picker wheel. Favorite BattleBot.
Oh.
I just did it. That could be.
Are we going? Are we going original series or including the new series? Because
let's cross the bridge when we get there. As always.
Okay.
Ooh, hard, all right. So hard candies are good to put in vodka.
Do you? There you go. Absolutely. Jolly Ranchers and Zimas.
Yeah, Zima and what was the other one? Skittles. Was it Skittles and Zima?
Yeah.
There was something that was put into drinks that the girls did, and then back when you're at the, you know, not legal drinking age, but you want to be cool like you are legal drinking age, and you're, you know, in my case was drinking Jenny Lights, and you know the girls were putting this in there, and you try it, and you got to pretend like it's gross, but then you just pound it, and you're like, see, I could just pound that, and you're like, it's not bad, but you could never admit it.
You know, Grim, Gushers were good, but you always had to have an extra set of bed sheets.
Oh, Jesus God.
Oh.
But I'm just.
Speaking of that, know what else is good though? If you have a gusher, then maybe you should have a marathon bar so you could have fun all night.
There you go. I don't even remember what marathon bars tasted like.
Their caramel and chocolate in this candy bar were so chewy that its tagline was "It lasts a good long time."
Yeah.
Did you notice the difference when you leaned back? How you couldn't hear yourself? Learning. Can you guys see that?
He's just like, you son of a bitch.
He's like, the one fucking time.
How dare you?
Hershey's S'mores Bar. I think
never
I would
have tried one, but I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds appeasing.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of does. That's a lot of marshmallow.
Fruit string things. I remember these, and I remember they were like, why would you try these over anything that wasn't like a fruit by the foot?
Right, yeah, Betty Crocker make that?
You're not competing with fruit by the foot. It's like bubble. You're not competing with bubble tape.
Yeah, it was a fun version. They were just little strips of them, almost like some people, which I want to put this on the picker wheel, so we're not going to get into this. How do you eat a cheese stick?
Oh,
yeah. You see what we did there? We're adding that to the picker wheel, but I can't do it because it's on camera. Lifesaver holes. We already went through Lifesavers. Yep. Jolly Rancher Wild Berry Mix. So you can get the Wild Berry Jolly Rancher candy in form of jelly beans, but apparently not in this. Interesting. Cinnamon.
I will say Starburst jelly beans are, oh.
Yeah.
Brandon, them are good. Brandon doesn't like sucking hard candies. Apparently he's never been to a strip club. Cinnamon, speaking of them, cinnamon Tic Tacs, they're gone.
Same thing I believe with Spearmint Tic Tacs, I think are gone too.
Oh, really? What was your favorite? Should we put this on the picture? Favorite brand of Tic Tac?
Cinnamon Tic Tac sounds like a midget stripper name.
Can confirm. Benny can a lot.
Can confirm.
Sugar-free gummy bears.
That's just stupid.
Those still exist.
Oh, they had terrible laxative effects. Well, yeah. Remember the Amazon God. Review? Does anybody remember that story going big where somebody wrote like a very, like almost like a mini story?
Well, because he ate the 5-pound gummy bear. Somebody wants me to try that on my YouTube channel. I'm like, you buy it. And I'll see how far I can get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. That's okay.
Diabetes.
Wonka bar. The Wonka bar. Just continue.
Shortbread with chocolate on top. That actually
another chocolate bar I remember being discontinued was the Yoo-Hoo chocolate bar. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, that thing was good.
All right, for real, though, Yoo-Hoo was awful.
I love Yoo-Hoo.
Fake-ass chocolate flavor.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's like Ovaltine.
It's like what poor people drink when they can't afford chocolate milk.
Ovaltine.
Yep. More Ovaltine, please.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
What
son of a bitch.
What great marketing that was. Any of those commercials that are just still stuck in your head. Anyways. Wrong. Agree. All right, let's spin are we done with the candies?
Thank you, Timothy. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Everything on the list except for the gummy bears. See, if you want a laxative, just get a very, very cheap beer. Unless you don't drink, or maybe you're sober, you used to be an alcoholic, don't do that. Then just go buy something that's made to make you have, or just schedule a colonoscopy.
Chug a gallon of apple juice.
I could probably do it. Have you done that before?
Doesn't take a gallon, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Or any whiskey. Chugging like a bunch of copious apple amounts of whiskey. It's going to burn, but you're going to get all the laxative you need.
Yeah, it's my money and I want it now.
Oh, yeah, those were good ones.
Yeah. All right, let's do the thing. And if it's a quick one, we'll get into this now. If not, we will save it for next week. Toby, you okay, bud?
Yeah, Brandon, I'm fine.
Brandon, give you the COVID?
No.
Oh, this was sent in.
It's really humid in my house.
Look at this. The picker wheel, it was like, all right, I want it my way.
Sure did that. You know, you guys want to do this now?
Can we do this? Can we do this in 8 minutes?
You think we can do it in 8 minutes?
I'll go first. So,
so no then.
I'm sorry.
So no then.
Oh no. Yeah, let's have Toby go last, so it'll take 18 minutes. Yep. So, both are good. Okay.
This is him. I'm gonna play both sides.
No. Oh no.
You coward.
Listen, if I want a glass of milk and some Oreos, or just a fucking sleeve. I'm not talking a king size. I'm talking a sleeve of Reese's. Then I'm gonna go after those things. I'm gonna smash all of them down. That said, whenever I eat lots of sweet foods, I tend to get more of an upset stomach quicker. When I eat salty foods, I don't. So I like salty foods for that reason. More so. If I eat 12 chicken wings and a piece of pizza, I'll be all right. If I eat 12 Reese's, probably not going to feel that great in about 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other sweet foods such as fruits and berries.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Barry. You know what? You know what? Real quick, I'll let you go. I'll say nothing else. But I had the funniest comment was left on my YouTube channel. I did a video about why broccoli and cauliflower are terrible. He was like, "Yeah, you look like somebody who doesn't like vegetables."
Oh, damn. Wow. Damn,
you got me.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
I feel like I have 4 jokes and none of them are appropriate right now. So, so we're gonna save Toby. This was your question, so you have to go last, Logan. Do you prefer? I forgot the question.
Salty
or sweet foods?
I prefer salty foods. I drink my sugar.
Okay. All right. Producer Zach.
Oh, there.
Okay, you can say it. Go ahead, read it.
I need something sweet after I eat.
Okay. He's got the beaties.
Diabetes.
The diabetes.
Works for Wolf and Brindley.
Liberty Mutual pop up in that ticker chat.
Yeah, right. He still isn't afraid to crush some donuts, maybe at the shop, maybe stop at the local Stewart's and grab something, and then he just pays for it. So
king size cosmic brownie, perhaps.
Yeah, he's a big fan of that.
Cosmic brownies, man.
King size. Yeah, and he pays the price. But yeah, I'm a big pretzel fan, huge pretzel fan. So I'm going salty. Yeah, I just pretzels go great with Miller Lite, and so does all of my bad decisions in life. So I'm salty, Toby.
So for me, it really depends upon what time I'm eating at. Like, am I eating a full meal? Am I looking for something just to snack on? Or is this like my late night snack that I'm going to have before I go to bed? The late night snack before we go to bed, that's the only time I prefer sweet over salty. Because if I'm just looking for a snack, I'm usually looking for chips or pretzels or something like that. Like, I love Dots pretzels. They're probably my favorite. And when it comes to like a meal, I'm salty. Like, I need salt in my meals. I don't like sweet foods.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I do so love strawberries.
Ooh.
You should try them, Brandon. They're good.
Oh. He rolled his eyes like an angry 13-year-old when he said, "Go clean your room."
Fuck yourself.
Only if you dip him in chocolate and feed him to me, big boy.
Oh, is this an option?
Oh, he totally will.
This is going to be an interesting meetup.
Road trip.
Brandon, you do know it's my way.
It's my way.
That's going to be the last thing he says. Hey.
Going to be chocolate dipped strawberries with whipped cream on the nipples.
Finally got you down here. There isn't really a restaurant up the road with the best fried chicken or a gas station or even a restaurant called My Way, but you're in my house and now it's my way. Go ahead and put this lotion on the skin.
Brandon, okay, we just put up the new pool today, so you'll be all right.
Ooh, cantaloupe balls. Oh, nobody gets jokes. All right, let's do the thing. What do we got here? Could this be next week? Could this be a super quick one? Favorite cheeses? Ooh. What do you guys
so
think? There is so many. Is this going to be in next week?
Extra.
I think we're going to have to move that one to next week.
Yeah. Because there's going to be a lot of explanations.
Agree.
Yeah. So we're gonna hide this. We're going to put this.
Make a note. I bet Logan's is mozzarella.
Ooh. Nope. Okay. Nope.
No, his is whatever they make the string cheese twists from.
Ooh. His is going to be whatever they put in the shell mac and cheese. Not the Velveeta kind, but like the Dollar General kind. Like,
that's so good, mouth. You shut your mouth right now.
So good.
How dare you, sir?
It's not my favorite cheese.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see if I'll tell you what, Producer Zach, why don't you come up with a question on the spot that you think we could answer within 2 minutes? Wow, we got him. We got him really good. He's got, or if any of you guys
In full disclosure, I was researching how many numbers of cheese are in existence. So how many numbers of cheese do you think are in existence in the world?
Wow.
213.
I think that should be next week, though, if it's a cheese thing.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to think. I will say this, something interesting about cheese that I found out. A friend of mine, Peter, he goes by the name it's PD time. It's Peter Lewitt from France. He was in the Not the Real Toby series. He played like the psychiatrist with me and everything. Really good guy, but he's from France. He's born, raised there. They don't have really different names for their cheeses. It blew his mind that we had all these different names for cheeses,
where is he from again?
France.
Sorry, I missed that part.
Just like he had to, when I talked to him today about mac and cheese, he had to Google what mac and cheese was.
Wow. So you're saying we could go over to France, open a mac and cheese shop, and be billionaires?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But when he goes gets cheese, he just has cheese. It's just cheese. It's all just cheese. I believe they label their cheeses based on like the regions that the cheese is from. Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing I can ask him about it so that I have that information for next week. But I really thought that was interesting that they don't call it Gouda. They don't call it cheddar. They don't call it, you know what I mean? They don't call it Swiss. They don't. Well, I think he does actually call it Swiss because
only when you're in that's
from, but yeah. They have all these different cheeses that, They just say cheese. And if you want a specific cheese, I believe you mentioned either the region or the type of cheese that it is, not whatever name it is.
Interesting. All right. So we got one quick one. It's our time, but we're going to do one quick one. On the spot, best type of restaurant ice.
Oh, the
Sonic.
Yes. Yep.
I'm gonna Sonic ice.
I don't trust any of those fuckers to clean their ice things.
I don't either, but you're a heathen if Sonic Ice is not your fucking number one go-to ice.
I've only had Sonic one time, and I was so pissed that nobody brought me my food on roller skates. I like just about raged out.
First of all, Logan, how dare you for even shaking your head no over and over again and then coming out and saying, I've never even had it. Fuck you.
I wouldn't get what's the one that we have around here? Not Sonic, but like you get
McDonald's.
No, they yeah,
the one with the French fries.
It's always got the are they hush puppies? I don't know. It's like I'm not seeing the restaurant, type of thing with the crushed ice and all that stuff.
Icy's?
I don't know. It's like white boxes and either way, I would never eat one of those.
Oh, like okay, I got you. I know what
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of the company.
So we just got a Sonic. That the closest one's an hour and a half. We just got one in and went there. Really had to pee because we were coming back from a road trip. Door locked. Can't go in. So I'm a little pissed. Anyways, so we pull in. We do the whole.
I don't believe you can go into any Sonic.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know. No, first time I've ever been.
They're all literally drive through, and the only access to the building. Is the employees themselves.
Because the building is only
large enough for the cooking stations and a pickup station. And that's about all that it is with an employee restroom. And that's about it.
This one had tables there, but the chairs were up. Like it was big enough that you could go in almost
like inside. They had tables and chairs,
but the chairs were on the table. Like
what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Are you sure it was Sonic and not A&W or some shit?
100% Sonic. Because I was like, all right, we're going to do the thing. And then we pull in, and the first one, all the shit was ripped out of the order thing. So then I had to back up, go into another one. Pretty tight spot. So I order it. I'm so pumped. I'm like, all right, somebody's going to bring me some shit on roller skates. It's going to be cool. Really big employee. I understand. Hey.
They don't make they don't make roller skate axles that strong.
And I just said, hey, I understand why you're not bringing me the food on there, but you're telling me there's nobody that's on shift that it's their job to run shit out on roller skates. And they're like, nope. And I was like, okay.
That's disappointing. I'm not going to lie. I'm with you on that. I'm a little, that's disappointing.
See, Sonic.
By the way, Grimlock, I've seen you in person. It surprises nobody that you don't eat ice. Fuck.
Not vanilla ice, not iced tea. None of them. Slushies was
funny. Funny information though. Drinking cold water actually causes your body to store fat, whereas drinking warm water will actually help you burn fat. Thanks, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's really nice of you to say.
I am going to say just like I did on Tuesday, right now, Mr. Tyson. I would like to point out that the views and opinions of people on this show do not necessarily represent all individuals' opinions and views on this show.
That's true. We got to go. We got to get going here. Mike Tyson, that's twice in 1 week. I've done your impression. Why don't you just come on the show, settle it, and come into the studio. We got a spot for you. But yeah, either way.
the way Jenna wrote that, like I read it before it clicked. I was like, why did the Sonic guy eat shit? Oh.
Oh.
Why is he eating shit?
I read it that way
too.
With
your food on his tray. Like
just like yep. One up with your food and he's got just like a nice little turd right there. He's like,
this is really
good. See, my brain was he was taking a shit with your tray. Like I just pictured that on roller skates. He was like, choo. Which brings us back to what was the company with the wheelie shoes? Let's get them as a
Heelys.
Let's get Heelys.
Need to buy a set of Heelys and see if we can like submit like short like 1 minute videos of our training sessions, first time training sessions. Wearing Heelys,
I mean,
just like have it set up from a ways away and like filming us.
What if we all do a minute montage and we put it all together and you do some cool editing? And
there you go with the like, yeah. And unfortunately, like we'll have to find royalty free music. But I mean, because
I'm totally
immediately I went to "You're the Best" from The Karate Kid. Like you're the best.
Why don't we just sing it?
And just boo, boo, boo. Just
we'll just sing it ourselves in a weird pitch, and it'll be like, all right, we got this. All right. There we go. We're gonna get some Heelys. We're gonna make a video. Hopefully, one of us falls. Not pointing fingers, but I hope it's somebody else besides us. But either way, that's all we got. We're gonna be back Tuesday. Triple T, 9 p.m. It's getting good. You should come on there. Richie was called a celebrity. He didn't like. Probably gonna bring it up again next week because
God, it immediately triggered him. It was so good.
It was pretty.
He was just like,
get the dog. It's a goddamn dog. But either way, we'll put some highlights on the channel. Can't thank you guys enough. Not only the viewers, but you amazing gentlemen for being here. Brandon, feel better. Toby, keep being awesome. Logan.
Don't eat shit. Well, I'm here.
Logan, just quick question before we go.
Yeah, sure.
What are you drinking out of a Marines.com squirt bottle?
So this is actually like carbonated lemon water and cranberry juice. That's it.
I thought so. That was weird for me. I'm not mad about it, but I was
right.
Okay, fair enough. And producer Zach, can't thank you enough. Hit us with a closer.
Bye.
We're gonna work on that. We're gonna come back next week with a better closer. But as producer Zach said, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/ upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.